We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, they made us wait for the Derek Shelton reveal. Hired before Thanksgiving. Didn't want to drag the, curmudgeon baseball reporters in on Thanksgiving to introduce him. So today was the day for Shelton down at PNC Park. So we figured we'd bring a Derek Shelton expert on. His show on Score North in Minneapolis is called the Score North Twins Show. So I'm figuring our next guest knows everything there is to know about former Twins coach Derek Shelton. His name is Derek Wetmore. He's kind enough to give us some time today here on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Well, Derek, the first thing that stood out to us today about Derek Shelton is that he's a talker. He's a yapper, big personality, very gregarious, loquacious, that type of guy. Is that the Derek Shelton you came to know and love in Minnesota?
A little bit different in our neck of the woods because he was a bench coach here, so he wasn't the figurehead. He did interview for the Twins job that they ultimately picked, Rocco Baldelli. And I think it says something about Derek Shelton that he decided to stick around and be the bench coach on that staff, and what a great staff it was. I got nothing but good things to say about Derek Shelton. In fact, you gave me something new for my LinkedIn. I'm going to say Derek Shelton expert. I'll probably put that in there now that you've dropped that line for me. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Derek, I want to know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. Well, I'm curious because the Twins hit a major league record 307 home runs, and frankly, from what, 1,200 miles away, I don't think anybody in Pittsburgh looked at guys outside of like Nelson Cruz, maybe Kepler on that team and thought, okay, there's a big-time hitter. Everyone was kind of caught off guard by this. How much credit was Derek Shelton given for that offensive outburst?
Yeah, he's a big part of the group. James Rousen, the hitting coach, is also a big member there. He's off to the Miami Marlins, so the Twins coaching staff really getting rated. If I could give Shelton credit for one thing, it would be sort of the tightness of the clubhouse. You know, there's always this argument in sports, is does chemistry lead to winning or does winning just make you a naturally, this is going to be a good chemistry room if you win 101 games. But Derek Shelton is really an important part of that behind the scenes. And I truthfully think that part of the Twins' offensive breakout, I mean, you can just look up and down the line. Mitch Garver had an awesome season. You mentioned Nelson Cruz. Jorge Polanco was great. Max Kepler. Part of their emergence in this stage in their careers, with all the exception being Cruz, is they're getting comfortable. They are, okay, now you're a big leaguer. There's nothing left to prove to outside people. You just have to be yourself. And it sounds so cliched. I realize as I say that as a sports reader, I'm cringing myself. But it's 100% a factor in the Twins performing really well in 2019 offensively. And Derek Shelton was a big piece to that puzzle.
Twins beat reporter Derek Wetmore here, our Derek Shelton expert, joining us on 93.7 The Fan. What was bench coach? That can mean a lot of different responsibilities. It's probably different from team to team. Your understanding of what his day-to-day role was with the Minnesota Twins last year?
That'd be a better question for Shelton, but I can say just about limitless. Start in spring training, he was the guy who put the workouts together. He was really... Rocco Baldelli was the new face, and he was the rookie manager, and he was going to be doing this for the first time in his pro career. I don't know that transition happens as seamlessly, if not for a Derek Shelton. And I mentioned spring training. That's, of course, part of it. It's a ton of planning. It's a ton of prep to go into that. But that really carried over into the season. From my experience being up close to that team, you'd walk by Rocco's office in the afternoon, and Shelton was sitting in there. They were talking lineups, or they were talking matchups, or they were talking injury and recovery, and do we need to give this guy a day? And it was kind of a tandem managership. So I guess I don't know that I even have enough time here in this segment to give you all the things he did. But he might not take credit for him. He might not boast about him. But I think Derek Shelton was a big piece of the day-to-day workings of that manager staff. And the other thing I should say, too, is that connection with the front office that the Twins have really developed and become one of the teams on sort of the leading edge of that, I would say, top third of the league anyways, that connection is really important too. So you go walk by Rocco's office and it's Rocco and Shelton and the hitting coach James Rousen and a couple front office staffers all the way up to, you know, president of baseball ops Derek Falvey. They're all just chit-chatting about how they can win a series or win a game that night or hit 307 home runs. It was really, I'm trying to underscore, a group performance, and Shelton was well-liked, I think, by just about everybody in that room.
Derek, you kind of spoke to it just now with that last part of the answer there in terms of the collaborative sort of holistic group effort that the Twins put forth, but what was their reputation or what kind of things was the franchise doing from a front office level down that were sort of tip of the spear as far as baseball innovation? And is Shelton, it sounds like he's not an old school guy set in his ways. To what degree is he kind of embracing baseball's sort of analytical revolution and just a different way of doing things?
Yep, great question, because that is Shelton to me. It is, he came up through baseball, of course, and he's a baseball lifer if ever I've seen one, but very open to the I don't even like to call it the new way necessarily, but you're definitely seeing a bigger influx of information and analytics and, you know, people who never played professionally are now having informed opinions and helpful opinions in research departments, in medical staffs. So I guess the best way that I'd characterize that is Derek Shelton, a lot like the guy he just worked with for a year, Rocco Baldelli, is very open to those conversations, is very, I think, willing to include everybody in a conversation. Ultimately, now in Pittsburgh, the decision will land with him, I would guess. But he knows as well as anybody that a lot of these things don't just start in the manager's brain and end there. It's a whole room full of people coming to decisions. What the Twins are on the front edge of, I do think that pitching and hitting both saw big steps forward for them, and it's tough to draw a straight line through except for one thing, which is rest and recovery. And it's become a buzz phrase around here. Some people make fun of it. But to get the most out of their players, like, these are high-performance athletes. They're machines. You know, to optimize that, you need that rest, and that's something that I think Shelty and Rocco Baldelli, the whole staff really, was mindful of, not only from a pitching standpoint, but, hey, let's give our catcher 3 days a week here so he can hit at his peak performance. And he can be the best catcher when he's in there, and then we'll go get the other guy when he's not.
And that's why we've introduced him as a Derek Shelton expert. Just gave us the nickname for the new Pirate skipper, Shelty, which is something I'm going to have
to nickname.
Use here and use the kind of,
you know,
ingrain myself.
If you want to tease him a little bit, ask him about the hitting drills that he did as he was coming up as a coach, because can't go very far before you see one of those Derek Shelton hitting drills and hitting videos, and he might smirk and ask, "Who told you about that?"
are we talking like Tom Emanski's back-to-back-to-back AAU national champions type of stuff here?
Well, I'm thinking in Minnesota we had the Joe Mauer quick swing, where it was like a PVC pipe that you just drop a ball in there and then quick get in the load position and try to swing and hit it. That was Derek Shelton to a T. I don't remember exactly what the product was called, so I'm drawing a blank on the air here, but just ask him about his hitting teaching days, and you might get a smile out of him.
And then you had Dave Parker here in Pittsburgh, who I think just took an old-fashioned sledgehammer into the on-deck circle. But hey, Derek Wetmore.
Folks.
Absolutely. Twins beat reporter from Score North in Minnesota, our Derek Shelton expert here for 93.7 The Fan. Derek, thank you so much. We appreciate the insight today.
Thank you guys for the time. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.